Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Keisha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
Murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Episode 272. Let me bring on my co-host Mac J. It's your boy Prez, Murder Master Music Show. How you doing, Mac? Yeah, you good? Yeah, we have our co-host, I believe, is not on the line. Let me bring on our guest tonight, Mr. Hassan Campbell. This man, for those of you who don't know, had stood up not only for himself, but also for the rights of children all over the globe. First off, I want to commend you. Welcome to Murder Master Music Show. How are you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Hello? You can hear me?
Yeah, you're live right now. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, you're live right now.
Up?
Can you hear me? Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can hear you.
How you doing?
All right.
Man, first and foremost, yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. You can hear me?
Yeah, I got you now.
All right.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Man, first and foremost, I want to commend you for, doing what you're doing as far as, speaking out against, pedophiles and whatnot. Could you tell everybody who you are and, how you got introduced to the Afrika Bambaataa?
Can you hear me?
Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah.
My bad, man. Someone's wrong with my phone.
Yeah, we on the line right now. Yeah, I guess. How you doing? You there? I guess I think we're having technical difficulties. Yeah. Is this how you doing?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what made you decide to come forward about what happened to you?
Or maybe decide to come forward?
Yeah, initially.
Because he was still doing it to more kids, and I couldn't sit back and watch him do that or hear rumors of him still doing it.
And knowing that other kids were in danger, you knew that you had to do something. We had Ronald Savage on the show a couple weeks ago, and he spoke of this this book. We've heard about it online with supposed victims. Have you ever seen this book?
Yeah, I've seen the book.
That's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, I definitely seen the book.
How many people would you say were in the book?
I couldn't even really give a number. It's too many. That's the number. Too many. Way too many. Way
right.
too many.
And see, that was back in the days of when everybody had them Polaroids. From what I understand, you know what I'm saying. So. He probably didn't long destroyed that fucking book by now, you know what I'm saying, since y'all exposed him. I want to just commend you for standing up and coming out against that, you know what I'm saying, especially knowing that he could possibly still be doing pedophile acts towards young men and so many other people that's probably was scared to say something, probably now got that strength because of guys like you and Ronald Savage. And I'm not even only talking about in the BAM case, I'm talking about just all around, because y'all real trending with what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
definitely respect, you know what I'm saying, you guys. How old were you when you met Bam, and how did you meet him?
I knew Bam my whole life. Yeah, I pretty much knew Bam my whole life. We from the same neighborhood, so we in the same project. I knew Bam my whole life.
And how old were you when these horrible acts started to occur against you?
Preteen.
Preteens? Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you know, when we spoke to Ronald, he was describing to us the day-to-day struggles that he deals with as far as the after effects of something this traumatizing. Can you describe to our listeners what you go through on a day-to-day basis because of what happened to you?
What I go through, I mean, I can tell you what I'm dealing with now. You know, as far as me being a man, I'm a man, so when you're a man, you just learn to man up and deal with your situation. But as far as what I'm dealing with now, all the, you know, the publicity, the dealing with the slander, the disrespect, being labeled an informant because I came forward and put it on blast, dealing with people coming forward and saying, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. You're my hero. See, this is not really about me and me victimizing myself some more. I'm not going to give you a bunch of, oh, I'm so hurt. I'm in so many tears. This is about making sure the rest of these kids that could possibly be being touched in BAM situations and in other situations could be saved.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much, I'm not going to sit up here and make myself a victim. The situation is bigger than me. I went through whatever I went through. And, you know what I mean? That's that. Now what can we do to stop him from doing that to other kids? See, that's where I'm at with this. I don't want nobody sitting up there trying to feel sorry for me like, oh, you know, that poor kid, I'm a grown man now. What can we do in the future to make sure that he don't hurt any more kids is where I'm at? And not just
and
other people, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that's the most important thing is that, you know what I'm saying, this doesn't happen, it doesn't occur again. And you said that there's been backlash from people, obviously pro-Bambaataa or whatnot. You know what I'm saying, how do you cope with that daily? know what I'm saying? While you're trying to help kids and trying to expose all this stuff, how do you cope with all these haters coming at you with all that bullshit and that negativity?
Well,
what keeps
you
fight?
I'll put it to you like this. Anybody that's coming at me over the situation is a pedophile themselves or a pedophile protector. So it's pretty much there you have it. Because anybody that has sat back and evaluated and you know, just went over all the evidence, all the documents we done put out there, all the witnesses, it pretty much speaks for itself. There's an open to close case on him. He's done. We don't have to wait, you know, in our community, we don't wait for the police to find him guilty. The community already has found him guilty, so it is what it is. Now it's how we deal with him from this day forth. And the people that sit up there and they decide that they want to make a you know, comments as far as assassinating my character or Ron Savage's character, even the people that sit up there and say to a sense, well, why did you wait to come so long? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of or had a conversation with anybody that came from jail and they came home from jail and they said, you know, he raped me?
Mm-mm.
So now when you sit back and you analyze that, what man comes forward or in a rush to say another man raped him? You've never in your life heard a man come home from jail and say, I got fucked in there.
No, I sure haven't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you have people that ask that or those kind of questions, you have to question them and see where their mentality is at. Because the first thing you think when you hear somebody was raped or molested as a child is, that's horrible. I want to kill that person for doing this to you. But when you're sitting up there and you got so many questions to ask a victim, but you ain't got nothing to ask that person that's being accused, and then you don't even wonder why that he's not even standing up for himself, or when he do stand up for himself, he's pretty much having interviews being done where questions are not being asked. Then it's an open and closed case. You pretty much see exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. In society in general, it always seems like the children, they get hurt the most, and no one seems to really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's why it takes courageous people like yourself to come forward and keep doing what you're doing. Do you see yourself setting up maybe some type of foundation or some type of organization to, you know what I'm saying, get these different laws passed to where there isn't a statute of limitations, you can go after people like Bambaataa?
To be honest with you, I really don't care about, you know, much respect to Ron Savage as far as him overturning that law. I don't really care about that law because when you have to depend on, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it's not a good thing, it wouldn't be a good thing. I'm just not one of those people that's going to ask the white people for justice anymore. I don't believe in that. I'm not asking them to help us in our fight. There come a time and a point where you have to own whole court in the streets. You have to deal with your own, as a community, in our community, you have to deal with your community yourself. So if you know you got a pedophile running through your neighborhood, and he done got a couple of hundred kids in your neighborhood, or maybe more than that, what do you do? Are you going to really sit back and say, well, the police ain't do nothing, I'm not going to do nothing? Or are you going to exile him out of your community? Now, I'm not sitting up there saying that somebody should go and kill this man, or whatever the case may be, but what I am saying is you hold court in your own community. That's it.
Exactly. Police in your own neighborhood is not waiting on a law to be changed. I feel exactly what you're saying to a certain extent because you see these dudes getting away with this shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like Prayer said earlier, these laws wasn't written really to protect the children. So sometimes you have to take it upon your own community. Like you said, exile a motherfucker and get them out of there. Expose the motherfucker. Let motherfuckers know what the fuck is going on because if you don't, it's that type of shit just gonna continue to happen, man.
And they ain't
no telling how many hunters alive like a motherfucker Bambaataa that affected. You know what I'm saying? On some slick shit.
What was your, you know what I'm saying, being from New York and knowing all the hip hop greats, all the people that over the years that have made music, people like KRS-One. What was your thoughts when you heard the "I don't give a fuck" comments? You had to,
coming from,
I can only imagine.
coming from him, he broke my heart. KRS-One, he broke my heart.
Yeah.
KRS-One was like, he was like the rap god to me. So now, I mean, it is what it is, but in life you got to roll with the punches. He showed who he is as a person, and everything happens for a reason. He exposed who he really is. Now the people can see him for who he is. If people still choose to support him, then they show what they feel about their own children and their own communities. That's it. You can't support somebody that has no compassion for children. But in our community, for some reason, child molestation is something that not to be spoke of. It's something, it's a secret to be hidden. We're not supposed to deal with these topics. We're supposed to just turn out the cheek and leave it, you know, the way it is. And that comes from the slavery days.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
It's horrible. It's like with the church and with the Boy Scouts, and, you know, they cover it up. They take the priests, send them to a different area. They never arrest the bastard. And it seems like it's the same. And when they do arrest pedophiles, what do they get? They tell them you get 3 years or whatnot, and they give them 6 months. And they put them in some supposed treatment facility. And then they release them back, and most of them are repeat offenders. I don't see why they don't just execute these motherfuckers.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, right? When you're dealing with the churches, you're dealing with the band bodies or whatever the case may be, especially when you're dealing with the Catholic church or whatever church, your congregation consists of a few hundred people or a few thousand people. If you have your whole congregation march in that person's house and give them that good old street justice, the whole community is not going to find 200 or 300 people guilty for dealing with one pedophile. Now, when you take something in your own hand as one individual person, see, it's a totally different ball game. Now you got to go to trial, you got to go to jail, and even still, when you have a jury of your peers, right? Let's say, for example, I caught somebody molesting a kid, and I killed them, right? The jury of my peers will come from my community, right? So now you got a community of 12 jurors, and everybody takes the time out to sit back and analyze the evidence. They be like, well, he caught this man in the act. Who in their right mind would find me guilty? It takes for your jury to find you guilty. Your jury could just say, no, he's not guilty, and that means that whoever committed the act of saving a child can go home. But we're so divided in our communities to whereas this is why we have to go through what we go through. This is why we have to actually go to their system and beg them for help, because if we do it ourselves, we got to go to jail.
Right.
In our community, we don't stand for shit. I mean, the reality of it is when you sit back and you really analyze it, it's like having a mother. She knows her boyfriend is molesting her daughter. Do she really want that secret to come out? Even if it's years later. Now, she found out, well, where was you all this time when your child was being molested by your own boyfriend?
Yeah, and that type of shit go on every fucking day, too, man. Now, we had, go ahead. Say what you're saying.
Then it'd be a situation where you're dealing with, you know, the uncle. It's always the uncle, sometimes even the grandfather. I've even had a conversation with a guy that, just recently, you know, because I hear a lot of stories. He told me that his father molested him, and his father used to hang him over a bridge and tell him, if you ever tell, I'm going to drop you in this water. And one day he said when he was between 8 and 9 years old, his father took a knife, and you could obviously see what his father did to him, and cut half his face.
Fuck. Fuck, that's crazy. Now, we had MC Shan on here about a month ago, and he was telling us about a time that he was even touched as a child. You know what I'm saying? And how, like, it's so taboo in the hood, like, nobody like you said, if you getting freaked on or messed with when you were shorty, how do you really even come out and tell somebody that shit? You know what I'm saying? Unless somebody actually saw it going on. So, I feel for people, because a lot of these people, we don't even know that they straight pedophiles because nobody come forward and say nothing. Now, when we had Ronald Savage on here, he told us that even though they Bam stepped down from the Nation and this and that, he still think that Bam secretly running the Zulu Nation. Do you think Bam still running Nation business even though he supposedly stepped down and they severed ties with him?
Well, let me break something down to you. For one, and if you watch any of my videos or any of my posts that I put up,
mm-hmm.
Bam didn't step down, number one. Number two, in 2014, following in the footsteps of Dr. York, he basically turned the Zulu Nation into a religious group, which is a contradiction to what the Zulu Nation is. It is. The Zulu Nation has always been the universal Zulu Nation, meaning everybody from every religion, from every background was welcome. When you turn it into a religious group and then you don't tell the Zulus that this is what you did, even though there hasn't been any practices going on in the forefront where we can see with him practicing what he believe in, but at the same time, the Zulu Nation for all these years, what I didn't realize until I got a little bit older until now, until I started seeing things, it's a cult. So, no, Bam is not letting the Zulu Nation go because it's a religious group, number one. Number two, he has copyrights over the group. It belongs to him. He owns it.
Right.
So what he may do, because he's in the hot seat right now and he's a strategic brother, he'll sit back and he'll let his puppets run the Zulu Nation. But the problem with that is you just so happen to have some Zulus that feel like, nah, man, I ain't with this. And they're leaving.
Yeah.
There's some of the ones that staying around, it's like, we want a clean house. There's some of the other ones that staying around, it's not for good reasons. So it's like, you know, it's kind of hard to weed out who's the good guys and who's the bad guy. That's
mm-hmm.
why in some cases you just have to burn the house down. But
yeah.
Bam is still running the Zulu Nation, and Bam is not the only one that you have to worry about doing unlawful acts in the Zulu Nation. Right now, we're just sticking to him. You deal with him first.
Exactly. That's kind of what I felt too.
Multiple potential child molesters, you're saying.
Could possibly be. But all I think is, like, you know, I kind of figured that too when Ron said it, and now that Hassan saying it too, though, Prez, is because he owned the rights and he owned the names, and you know, he probably owned all the publishing for that music and everything. Like, they still gonna play that shit, so somebody generating some kind of money. So like you said, man, you gotta burn the whole fucking house down if you want to stomp it out. You can't restructure it. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't see the snakes in the grass all the time.
Well, it's like this, right? When you sit back and you analyze the Zulu Nation,
mm-hmm.
Bam created it to be its own personal cesspool. When you really sit back and you analyze everything he did, it was strategic. So when you know that he gave birth to something that was supposed to be a pedophile ring just for him, why would you want to save that? Everything that he built, then the Zulu Nation will always be his house, no matter how many people shed blood over it, went to jail for it, or just been out in the streets trying to save the youth and do whatever they was trying to do. There's still more Bambadas in the Zulu Nation. Why I say that? Because Bam molested and most of the people that's still around as grown men, that's still around, that's been there for over 30 years, Bam got them too.
Wow.
So when you're dealing with people, you know, that's still around him, they're carrying the same sickness that he's carrying. So how could you recruit and bring new members in that's going to have children, and their children will have children, and you're still breeding these kind of monsters? A pedophile, you got to understand something about a pedophile, right? A pedophile is like a chameleon. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
when you're dealing with a pedophile, the people that you tell may not even believe They would never believe, okay, this guy right here, you telling me my pastor raped my child? No, I don't believe that.
Right.
Jesus healed my child. My child is a liar. No, your child got molested by that bastard and you turned him into your God.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was watching a star a while back too, and he had a motherfucker that called in, I guess was from overseas, and said Bam had tried him and bit his penis and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, what the fuck kind of shit is that, man? You know, like you said, just targeted anybody. You know what I'm saying? That'll possibly go for it. You know.
You know, me and one of my boys, he made a video about Bam too, and he had a little personal joke we was laughing the other day, right? And he said, "When I see Bam, I'm gonna tell him to suck my joint." He said, matter of fact, you know what, I can't even, because that's a form of disrespect when a man invites another man to his private part. He was like,
right.
I can't even tell this man to suck my joint, because he probably will pick out a toothpick and pick some pubic hairs out of his teeth and get ready to do it. And I just cracked up.
Yeah, I mean,
it ain't funny, but it was funny, because the way you said it, but the reality of it is, it's like, this is what you're dealing with. The question is, I mean, as a talk show, my question to y'all is, what are y'all mm-hmm. willing to do? After analyzing and listening to all the evidence, what are y'all willing to do? How are y'all going to ride on this? Are y'all just doing an interview, or are y'all going to get in his ass, or in every other pedophile's ass? Because this is a topic. This is not, I mean, this is not
well,
something
I'll
that I feel
way.
Is like.
Not to cut you off, Hassan, but I'll put you this way. We've had former sex slaves on the show. We've had people that were survived genocides in Rwanda. You know what I'm saying? We've done all kinds of different things, and we have no problem continuing to do this. Matter of fact, before I heard this shit break, we had a round table with a bunch of different legends, and one of
mm-hmm.
them was Bambada. And after I heard this shit break, I became fucking disgusted knowing that he was actually on our show. You feel what I'm saying? This is open live right now. I'm with you 100%. This is your forum whenever you need it, especially pertaining to helping children. Same goes for Ronald Savage.
Right, and that's why I go in on motherfuckers that say they don't give a fuck about this shit, because me being a father of two sons, man, like I said once before,
myself,
I don't give a fuck if I was 50 and my kids was 30. You know what I'm saying? If I found out a motherfucker had touched them in any kind of way, I'd be ready to still bang at their motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? It ain't. If you a real man, it ain't never no question about if you know somebody doing so. That's your civic duty as a man.
You have to protect
to go against. Yeah, to go against motherfuckers that that's doing motherfuckers wrong, man. You know what I'm saying?
You're a piece
of shit. And I ain't even talking about only pedophilia. I'm talking about these motherfuckers that be out here raping motherfuckers too. You got motherfuckers snatching just regular motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Doing out in St. Louis, this shit is crazy.
Wow, that's what they're doing out there?
Man, they doing all kinds of shit. And one thing I've been noticing a lot lately, it just seemed like more and more young women coming up murdered in acts of violence, as opposed to, like, this year alone, man, there's been so many young chicks killed from being out here in these streets and shit. Like, I'm not so used to just, like, every other day when somebody get killed. It's bound to be a female, and a young female.
Man, I
think St. Louis got, like, 100 murders right now.
My daughter's youngest, her earliest school teacher, her daughter was ended up missing for like 3-4 years now. You know what I'm saying? They don't know who she was abducted by or what, if she's a sex slave ring or what. If someone's got her organs, you know, and it's someone who's been in a house. You know what I'm saying? It's not just somebody I could say, oh, I know on Facebook. No, this is somebody that actually, you know what I'm saying, we care about. And it hurts when something like that hits home. just like now what's going on, you know what I'm saying, with the kids getting molested. If you hadn't spoke out when you did, you know, there might be more kids getting molested right now. You know, well, as long as somebody's free, there probably is still a chance that there is. And you're saying there's multiple people that could possibly be doing this. Man, how do you even stop these motherfuckers? I mean, you said earlier street justice or whatnot, but I mean, how do you get the industry to say, you know what, let's quit fucking with these dudes?
Nah, see, this is what you got to understand. The industry, I mean, let's keep it funky. The industry is built off of that. If you listen to the stories when you're dealing with the Omarions and you, I mean, and the what's the other little B2K dudes, man? Them stories that them dudes told, all these little kids crying out. You read the Toya Jackson book talking about Michael Jackson being molested by them dudes in the industry since he was a little kid. All
Corey Feldman.
If you really pay attention, all the signs is there. Once again, I'm going to say it again. You don't go to the slave master and ask them for help. You take it. And that's it. That's the bottom line to it. In our communities, you don't have to man up. The only thing you really can do, to be honest with you, until you form a group, an alliance, is safeguard your own home.
Yeah.
Then once you safeguard your own home, you move to your sister, your brother, your cousin, and you work to safeguard your family. Because the reality of it is you can't save the world. What I've learned from this experience is that it's a cold world. And I've had people tell me, Bam is my idol. And even though he did what he did, give him another chance, leave him alone. Not giving a fuck about. I mean, I don't mean to curse. I know we on a lot. Not caring.
No,
about,
you good.
No, go ahead. You good.
Not giving a fuck about the kids that got molested or the dudes that got molested in the UK. Two of them killed themselves over there. Not caring about none of that. So when you sit back and you analyze how people, when they get down, you know Bishop Eddie Long, allegedly, because I don't know what happened, but from what I've seen, disgusting, and you still got people going to this dude's church?
Right.
You kick in that door, and you beat, and somebody got to make a sacrifice. You beat that dirty mother into a bloody pulp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make an example out of a motherfucker.
It's to the point now where in our communities, you notice you don't never hear none of this going on in the Jewish community. Because they do their own policing. Because you know why they can do their own policing? Because they got money. So they got power. So if they decide that they want to make somebody disappear, ain't nobody asking no questions because they control their community. They tighten
right.
their community. We not tight. We puppets. We slaves. We still slaves. Whatever masters say do, that's what the hell we do. The reality of it is, this system, the way the system was conditioned in our communities, they want us to be molested the way we're being molested. Because it breaks the child. It breaks the home.
Right. Catches them at their most vulnerable point in their lives and sends them to a path or something else. Yeah, you know, they be broke from the get-go.
So you ain't got to worry about nobody worrying about becoming president and changing things. Because the reality of it is, I don't care what president you put in the office. It ain't never did nothing for our communities. Not a goddamn thing. When you even in any time you can sit up there and you can go to another country and kill presidents, not one president, but a couple of them on national TV. But you can't get the drugs and the guns and the pedophiles out of our community.
Right.
There's a doorway that's left open for pedophiles to have a field day with little kids. But if you get caught selling drugs, and you might only make, let's say, $5,000, but they'll make it seem like $2 million, and they'll put you in jail for 17, 20 years, like some of my friends. But these people would get locked up for pedophilia. They get 6 months probation. But that's the white people, though. Black people, you get caught on being a pedophile, they rock you. They don't play with black people with that. White people, it's like you get a pat on the back for that crime. When it all actuality, when it comes to dealing with children and all races and ethnic backgrounds, it should be the same thing. But it's not.
Yeah, all children need to be protected, yeah. And you're right, there's not, especially within the church. They cover that shit up more than anything. We were talking about on the show one time, there was a priest who ran a deaf children's academy in Wisconsin. I don't know if you heard about this, but throughout the 60s, all the way up to the 80s, I believe, he was molesting deaf boys. He molested over 200 of them, and Pope Benedict knew about it. And that was coming out right at the time that he stepped down, which was the first pope to step down in I don't know how many hundreds of years. You know what I mean? So it's like that son of a bitch should be in jail because he's like a you know what I'm saying, like Sandusky, what's that coach name? I forget his name, but he knew about it, Patero. He knew about it all those years and just allowed it to happen. And that's what's happening in obviously in hip-hop and in other forms in the entertainment industry. It's been happening. Like Corey Feldman said, he knew of all kinds of pedophile rings within the movie business. And, you know, it's just sickening that they go after the kids. Well, we were talking about the other night, not just molesting kids. I mean, they're taking their frickin' hearts, lungs, livers, eyeballs, harvesting their organs, selling them. And children are under attack everywhere. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah, you're right. But see, the whole thing about it is that's something that we can't control because they like thieves in the night. But what we can control and what we could do is, first off, the one thing that I want a lot of you guys is doing interviews to stop doing. When you see a person being accused, stepping to the forefront, willing to answer any questions, and immediately, because if you sit up there and you say certain things about me, automatically I'm going to step up. And this is for anybody. They're going to step up. If you sit up there and you say, I touched a little boy, 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to kill you in front of the police because you just dishonored me. So
right.
When you have
yeah.
somebody that's being accused of touching multiple little boys, and he don't step up to the forefront, the number one thing you do not do is make a victim feel like he committed a crime by speaking out and saying, I've been touched, I've been hurt. Me as a grown man, to have to open up these wounds, these scabs, these scars, and deal with all this pain all over again, I said to myself a few times, like, I probably would, if I could turn back time, I probably would have never did this. So what the hell, what the fuck do you think a little kid is thinking when you got some of these talented-ass motherfuckers waiting to line a little kid up or line somebody up and ask them these kind of questions, the kind of questions to put the victim on the hot seat instead of the nasty nigga that you idolizing?
Right. The victim didn't do nothing.
Because Bam or any of the rest of these dudes is making money, it makes it okay to put a kid on a hot seat. If my kid was molested, I don't know if I could let my kid go through what I had to deal with, because to go through all of this and then to have a jury turn around and say, well, we heard all the evidence and I still don't think he's guilty because he's R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Why is it that grown-ass man can piss on a little girl? And even though she looked like she can work the mic and she could fucking suck like a grown-ass woman, probably better than some of the women I've slept with, what the fuck does that mean? I was walking on Burnside and University one day, right, and this was like 2 weeks ago, and I ran into a kid. He stopped me out of the blue because he recognized me. He was like, yo, can I talk to you? So I'm looking at him. I'm like, okay, I don't know you. He was like, yo, listen, I had a situation with Ben too. But he was like, it was not like your situation. I'm like, what do you mean? He was like, you know, he came at me. I was 17 years old. I was messed up. He paid me for sex. Now, some people will feel like, oh, you're 17 years old. You're a grown-ass man. He's 17 years old. He's dealing in poverty. He's dealing with a legend, an icon of our community that everybody looks up to, a person that aims in the public eye. His goal is to be a heroic figure in the public eye, to teach peace, unity, love, having fun, and whatever religious practices that he has that's supposed to be good ones. Why do you turn around and you use whatever wealth that you have to pay minors for sex? Even if that kid was a woman, do you think it's something cool about that? Is that good? Is that respectable? Is that honorable? And anybody that says
disgusting
out of their mouth that, oh, he was 17 years old, he knew what he was doing. Me personally, if I could take you in the back alley somewhere, I'd blow your fucking brains out, because that's despicable and you're despicable too. It ain't nothing cute about somebody throwing their pennies around, sleeping with underage kids, or even a 17-year-old.
No.
If I am an icon in a community, my job is to help the youth, not destroy them. Because if that's the case, I can go out there and sleep with a bunch of 17-year-olds right now, and I can mess them up mentally, fuck them over.
Right.
And these same girls got to give birth to children. He's destroying his own community. But being that he's an icon, it's okay. That messiah complex that we have, if you're a celebrity, if you're a pastor, if you got money, if you're well-known and everybody likes you because everybody likes you, then it's okay to destroy the kids in our community. The only thing that we could do is say, you know what, Hollywood is molesting all these little kids. We're not watching their movies no more. R. Kelly is raping and molesting all these little kids. He's pissing on these little girls. I'm not playing your music no more. So the question is who has the balls to say, I'm not even worried about my ratings? You're dead to me. See how that works? That's how that works.
Oh, yeah. For years, the guy that was the puppeteer of Elmo was molesting kids, they say. At Sesame Street, you know what I mean? They're going after him at the youngest levels. It's just disgusting. But what about yourself? What's your history in hip hop, Hassan?
My history is just basically growing up with the Godfather himself. I mean, I've worked with a lot of celebrities, doing security and behind the scenes and stuff like that with some of my older brothers that had businesses or just bodyguarding. But just being a part of Bam, being growing up and being raised by Bambada, pretty much that's it.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I thought y'all couldn't hear me. My phone was going in and out. Yeah, man, but Bam can kiss that icon shit all the way the fuck goodbye now, because, like, for the people that are saying, like, all these people just coming out 20, 30 years later and they just saying something, they could just be making up something, they looking for money, they could be, you know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, if these is all allegations, which I don't believe they is, I think he did all this shit, you know what I'm saying? Why ain't he coming out and really saying he ain't do this shit for real? And he's going on the Ed Lover show with that bullshit, and he was on that other little interview. And it's like, why you not addressing your people for real? You know what I'm saying? If these is just allegations or conspiracy against Bam. I don't understand that shit.
Ron Savage, Bam would have a field day with him, because even though I personally feel that, like, Ron is telling the truth, but everybody behind the scenes that know both of them feel like, you know, y'all was around the same age, even though Bam got a little 10-year, he got a decade window. Now, if I'm 20 years old and I'm having sex with a 10-year-old, see how that
right.
works?
So right.
So with me, you can't see, with me, you can't say that. So now when you sit back, you'll hear people clowning Ron Savage, and I'm going to make something clear with no disrespect to only Ron Savage. I'm not right. I haven't written a book yet. I'm not going to say that I'm not. I've thought about it, maybe, maybe not. It depends on how I feel. I'm not running for any office. You understand?
Yeah.
2 or 3 years from now, I'm not going to run for a office. And even if Ron Savage decides that he wants to run for office, I support his decision. I don't knock him for it, because the truth of the matter is, if he was molested by Bam, and I do believe he was because of the things that he said, you see what I'm saying? Certain things you can't make up. And Ron Savage wasn't the first one to come forward, but certain things that he said before I said, I was like, wow, he just made me catch flashbacks and want to throw up. Because I don't really go into details. There's no reason for me to go, or any kid to go into 1,000 details unless they're talking to the district attorney.
No.
Outside of that, I'm not looking to give nobody a bunch of details of what that nasty ass nigga did. I don't even want to think about that nasty shit. Use your imagination. Go Google and find the worst pedophile movies, and then you can take it from there. Use your imagination. I don't want to talk about it. That shit is nasty. I don't want to think about it. But Ron Savage said certain things that I knew that he wasn't lying about. So whenever he decides that he wants to go and he wants to run for office, and maybe he might overturn some laws, more power to him. Some people won't feel like that was his motive, that was his game. Oh, he's lying, or whatever the case may be. No, he's not lying.
Yeah, I could see the pain in his face. When you see that man, tears running down his eyes, if you can't tell that he's telling the truth, then you got to be a fucking idiot.
Man,
because,
let me tell you something. With a person, I don't believe half of what I see and none of what I hear. But knowing, for him to be able to spit things that I've been through with this same guy, with my same mentor, which was a mentor to him too, his tears don't mean shit to me. What he said, you can't make up. Every pedophile is not the same. Every pedophile don't move the same way. Every pedophile don't like the same exact things. He hit details that put me in a dark space and just opened up memories that I closed away, that I just, like, put in a prison in my mind and just blanked out. He opened back those doors up, so I know he's not lying. As far as his tears go, I don't care about nobody's tears. I can give you the biggest tear work in the world. See, the reality of it is, my tears shouldn't mean a goddamn thing to anybody. My voice shouldn't mean nothing. When you sit back and you listen to Brother T that did the interview on Star, and he told how he beat up Bambada because he walked in and he seen Bambada molesting Raheem, right? You listen to the facts. Then when Ahmed, which is his landlord, I mean his own roommate slash manager slash best friend, got up there and said, yeah, there was a fight, but I don't recall what it was about. And as you're listening to the line of questions, and instead of him calling Bam a pedophile, he's sitting up there and he's saying he's a homo. Because you're saying he's gay don't give him a right to play with little boys. That's not a scapegoat. So when you analyze his bodyguard, which was Sharif, and you listen to all evidence that Sharif been around when I was a little boy. Sharif just took breaks in between or whatever. And you listen to the years and all the things that he said. He even incriminated himself by saying he's seen certain things. And people say, oh, he need to go to jail, he need to this. No, understand something. The man came forward. He could have died by coming forward. He could have died back then. Even though he's a strong dude too, he was stronger than the whole Zulu Nation. So instead of sitting up there putting people on the hot seat saying, oh, well, you watch that, and you need this, you need that. Listen, respect the fact that his family can get murdered for him talking right now. You can't have the pedophiles, people flipping on him, and then the city flipping on, the community flipping on him too. And this is where I start to feel like this is some scare tactic that people are doing to shut the people up that's speaking forward. Even though I know I got the whole country behind me, he still got groups of people that sit up there, well, why he didn't do this? Why he didn't? Well, shut up. Just stick your lies up your ass. The evidence is there. There ain't really too many questions to ask because everything has been answered already. The question now was for the victims to ask, is everybody that's listening and tuning in, what the fuck are y'all going to do about it? Because I don't want to hear no more about, oh, I heard he's a gangster and he does this and he does that. Well, why he ain't do this? What the fuck are you going to do about it? So being that the victims, they have the balls to kill these dudes, what are y'all, the big mouth people that always talking about what they want to do, what are you going to do? Show me. Show me better than what you could tell me what you going to do. Y'all go out there and y'all go find the pedophiles besides Bear Body and everybody else, and y'all do what y'all got to do. This is what I have to say. Stop trying to make the victims victimized even more through your words and your speech. If you got that life like that and you tough like that, go get the pedophiles. Become heroes in the community. Make the children in the community feel like, you know what, I feel good about coming to tell my mother, or if my mother's molesting me, or my father's molesting me, or my uncle's molesting me, and my mother's going to protect him because she loves her brother, let me tell my teacher, let the community, let the school, let everybody come out and give him some street justice and make my mother stay in her place, or take me out of that home. Because if y'all not willing to do this, then all these conversations that we're having is about nothing.
No, I always encourage the listeners to know who the pedophiles are in your community. You know what I'm saying? The ones that you do know about, the registered sex offenders, know where they live. You know what I'm saying? Know how far they are from your children, because that's vital information. Once one of these motherfuckers locks and loads his sights on your kids, you know what I'm saying, nothing's going to stop them until they get what they want. You gotta be on your toes to prevent that if you can. So anybody listening, know where those pedophiles are in your community. Real shit. But I want to thank you, Hassan, for coming on the show. And you know what I'm saying, I really commend you for what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And man, is there anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Pretty much, join the fight. Help the kids in the community. Encourage people to have a little bit more leniency on victims. I don't care if it's a grown woman that's been raped or a child, male, female. Have a little bit more compassion. Always in everything, you ascertain the truth. In everything, you look, you search for the truth, but at the same time, you do not victimize a victim to save your Messiah, the person that you have this Messiah complex with. You know, this is what we have to stop doing. Stop idolizing people to the point to where that we can't see through their bullshit. But even if it's coming from a child, you still have to seek the truth. Because sometimes children can lie, so I'm not sitting up there saying, just take their word for it, look for the truth.
Right, investigate that shit.
Don't prepare a hot seat for somebody just because you idolize somebody else. Always listen, always question. To every parent that's sitting out there listening, always question your child.
Right on,
and that's
man.
You question your child. Make them feel comfortable. Make them feel like there's nobody that comes before them. And then you'll get the answers from your child. But when you make your child feel like everything and everybody comes before them, how could they come forward to their parent and say, Mom, this is what happened?
Yeah.
I can see clear as day. You're going to take my word. You're going to take your brother's word over me. That's your brother. I can see clearly that you're going to take your father's word over my word, even though your father molested you too. Y'all got to keep that. I was taught and raised by grandma to keep the family secret.
Yeah, that's
now I haven't figured out how to break those chains yet, because those are some powerful chains. But that's a topic, and this is a situation that y'all could do some research on and come up with your own theories, and we can come back and have another conversation on how to break that chain when you've been molested, when your mother's been molested by her stepfather, and she was taught to keep that secret. So when you molested, your mother's taught to keep that secret too. Are we going to sweep this up under the rug?
Right.
There's chains that need to be broken. The question is, do it stop with an interview, or do we continue on and try to figure out how to break these chains?
And we keep going.
We got to keep
going.
We do
whatever we got to do.
Because I can tell you right now, I done had so many phone calls and so many people tell me how much of a hero that I am to them. If y'all push this situation and keep on pushing, you're going to piss some people off, but you're going to have the whole community behind you because everybody has been molested in our community.
Well, I'll tell you what, Asan, again, you know what I'm saying, thank you for coming on the show, you know what I'm saying, and I commend your courage and your strength. Keep doing what you're doing, and you're welcome here anytime, man, anytime. Anybody you got that wants to come forward and tell us a story or whatever, you guys got the platform. So, much respect to you, man.
Thanks, peace.
Right on, man.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know, it's all about coming forward for the kids. You know, I got to respect that. At first, when this story broke and I heard, you know, just little details,
mm-hmm.
I was just in shock. I was like, oh, fuck, not hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
not hip-hop.
You know,
too,
we just had me at the show for the Universal Hip Hop Museum, and we just had Bam on there. You know what I'm saying? So it was like,
just had Bam on the
damn,
show.
Damn, some
yeah.
dude got a book coming out saying that Bam did something. But then instantly it was like, you know, shouts out to Star for leading that charge on that shit. He started going in, and he started finding people that was willing to come up and talk, man. And it was like, this dude ain't even defending himself. So that's what really made it look like, you know, this shit could actually be true. Because
yeah.
if somebody was accusing me of something that I know I definitely didn't do, man, I would be
fighting it.
Yeah, man, I'd be on Twitter, I'd be on Facebook, I'd be, especially if you was a man in his position and with his influence, I'd be telling everybody that would listen, man, hell no, this shit did not happen. These motherfuckers is lying on me. But for him not to say nothing, but I think Hassan Poppy that was just on the phone said he had, you know, they had a meeting with these motherfuckers, and Bam was supposed to come out and address some certain shit. And if he was supposed to do it by a certain time, and I guess he didn't do that shit, and motherfuckers just came out. And it was like, God damn, man. Like, all this fucking time. And he not the only one. I guarantee
yeah.
it was other
yeah,
motherfuckers all over the country
there's
and all over the world that's doing this shit or have done this shit and just ain't been ousted yet.
Oh man, it's really, really disgusting when you know what I'm saying, you find out that they're going after children and even preteens. You know what I'm saying? I believe Sansa this happened to him before he was even a teenager. You know, it's just fucking horrible. It's just fucking horrible. Salute to him, salute to Ron Savage. And anybody else that comes forward with information against pedophiles, because to me, pedophiles and child murderers and child rapists, they're the lowest scum.
They're the lowest. Yeah, them the worst motherfuckers out here, man. You know what I'm saying? When you're praying on children and babies and shit and old women
rapists.
And shit like that.
Yeah, people raping old women and this horrific acts of just they need to stop. You know, there was an incident a few weeks back. Some guy went in the kid's bathroom, put a plastic bag over a girl's head, and shoved her head in the toilet. Luckily, they were able to save her life and get the guy out of the bathroom. I mean, who the fuck does shit like that? And
right,
you
who
see
just
it on the media?
No,
you don't
hell
see it
no.
on the media. They're,
no,
because
you know, they got other things. They, you know.
Stories.
Right, they'd rather sell ass space than tell you what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? So
we know how the main media, or they only focused on certain stories. Like, not to take nothing away from the Orlando shooting, all them people died and shit. But it's shit like that. It's 50, 60 people get shot damn near every fucking weekend in Chicago. And it don't even have to be a fucking holiday weekend for random acts of violence. Just
5-year-old,
if not last week or the week before last, on the north side, 4 people got killed here in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? And like I was saying earlier, it's a lot of young women been getting killed here. You know what I'm saying? Where's the story at about how these girls getting caught up and who killing these girls? Because I don't ever hear them saying they caught nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's always, oh, she got caught up in this and that. But some of these girls setting up dudes and doing shit too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this shit got to be explained. Because these kids, they don't know. They don't know prayers. They listening to this whack-ass fucking music. You know what I'm saying? And they not keeping their eyes to what's really going on. They getting themselves...
cover of a 2016 freshman double XL. It looks like, it's so feminine that, you know, and again, you know, I'm not going in on what happened in Orlando. I'm talking about the need for the media, the music industry, and the powers that be to try to feminize our male youth. You know what I'm saying? And this, all along, you know what I'm saying, you hear that this stuff was going back to the 70s, and then you hear about the secret meeting in hip-hop, and you start to tie everything together. Was this another YMCA? Was this another... Boy Scouts?
Boy George and them and shit,
certain,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
the pick of the litter, the pick of whoever, you know, the disadvantaged kid come to you for help and wants a mentor, and then you, these people want to take advantage of these children, they ain't got nobody else to turn to. Yeah, that's what hip-hop became, and all these other industries. I mean, who knows what's going on in the sports world, in baseball and football. And, I mean, hazing. Look what happened in
Friends, you see what's going on in the sports. The one little white dude molested the girl or raped the girl or whatever, and they sentenced him to a long sentence. But then the judge rechanged the shit and was like, he don't deserve to, you know, it's going to fuck up his whole life if he be in there that long. And he ended up doing like 6 months. 7 months or some
Six
shit.
6 months. And they found him raping a woman behind a dumpster. 6 months. That's just, this is fucking crazy. Well, like I said earlier, the priests, you know, they don't get any time. They just get carted off to a different church. And we're seeing what's happening here with this situation. We're seeing statute of limitations and all this crap. Okay, fine. If you're not gonna go back and change the laws, at least now you know that. Okay, this guy has been accused by multiple people now of doing horrific acts to them when they were children and teenagers.
Exactly.
You need to look into him. I would have that motherfucker under some type of surveillance, trying to figure out if he's still doing this. Because, you know, there's no cure for pedophilia. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You could take a dude's nuts and take a sledgehammer and fucking smash him to pieces. He's still going to have
hands. And then, Prez, you find out that a lot of these pedophiles was molested when they was kids. So now they molesting kids. And then some of them kids that they molested turning into pedophiles. And it's like a repeat cycle. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of them don't. If you get, I'm guessing if they getting them at the right age, like you say, you getting them with their mind first. You telling them, you know, from the information that I found out, like Bam was telling dudes, you ain't gotta be gay for me to suck your dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of shit is that, man?
That's disgusting.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
And then you got, like you said, then you get some young kid that's off the streets, they ain't really got nothing, and the biggest dude that he ever gonna meet in his life, handing them all kinds of money and taking care of them, feeding them, and he telling you, oh, it's okay. And then when you questioning all that shit, he like, well, check out this book. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do it. You know what I'm saying? So now you're looking at this book of probably a lot of people in it that you had no idea that was down like that or partook in something like that. So then you fall victim to the shit.
And
then you say, okay. Yeah, man, and then them dudes got to live with that shit for the rest of their lives. They can't even live productive. Like Ron said, it was hard for him to even live
have good relationships with women because it's fucking with his mind when he get ready to have sex because he was fucked with one as a shorty. I would hate to even imagine one of my sons having to go through that, man. I'm like him. I'm trying to take a motherfucker in the back alley and issue out curves. No, see, me, I want to torture a motherfucker first. I don't want to just do it real quick. I'm probably going to curve stomp you a few times, make you suffer, bleed you out, you know what I'm saying? Make you starve, make you dehydrate. I want to make you feel every amount of pain that I could even imagine that my son went through. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't give a fuck what anybody thought about it, man.
Yeah.
That's just real shit, man.
Well, you molest my child, you're going to be dead. They'll find your body parts in multiple states. Or I might not even give a fuck. I might just leave the corpse right there where it lays. And
come
say,
get him.
Fuck it.
Exactly. Come get this motherfucker.
You know?
Somebody
but then
come
again,
get him.
Though, then again, you know, you got to be careful with that because then again, your child just got raped. Then your child's going to see the only protector that they have go to prison for life. So you got to be careful.
They won't be able,
my advice
right,
to
they
y'all
won't be able to make
a and buy a bag of lime. And
get them fucking pigs. Take them to the pig farm or whatever. But they won't even be able to make an episode of Forensic Files. They won't be able to
live. You know,
because you're getting you evaporated off the map.
Yeah, because you can't, man. You know, if you're a father and you find out that something like that happened to your kid, I never forget the clip. It was on one of those shows, one of those news shows in the '80s. Some father, his son was in a. Taekwondo or karate, you know, whatever. And
BJJ or some shit.
Yeah, and the father or the coach was actually molesting the boy. And I remember you saw this as a video. I don't know if it was a face of death or what, but the coach was coming out of the courtroom and the father comes up and just pow pow, drops him right there. Kind of like Sam Jackson and
Time to kill,
same scenario. You know what I'm saying? Or that father that come in to see some guy raping his daughter, he just jumps on top of him and throws, you know, 200, 300, however many fucking haymakers to his head till he's dead. That's the type of shit I would have to do. You know
exactly.
What I mean? I would just, you know, murder that motherfucker right there. And that particular father that did that, salute to him, he actually was found not guilty because he was in the act of trying to save his child. But obviously he went into a fit of rage, which could not be controlled.
Right.
You know, how could you not blame him? You know what I mean? Come on, you just see your daughter being penetrated by a fucking maniac. You're going to want to kill him. Right there on the spot. You know, like, how dare you do this? But hell of a show. Again, I want to salute our guest, Sean Campbell, for coming on the show. Thank you very much. This Thursday, we got a special show with the Tennessee Butchers. They, you know, some of them were original members of the United Soldiers Affiliation, and then they added some new additions to the group. They got a real good group. I'll tell you what, if you like that real crunk shit like Mr. Ski, 3-6 Mafia, you're going to love this. It starts off with an intro, and then it goes right to a fucking posse song. You know what I mean? There's several posse songs.
A better
songs
way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, get it popping right from the beginning.
They're killing them, man. I'm going to... matter of fact, I'm going to give you guys a little preview of what you're going to hear. Now, this is actually song is called 12 Gauge or 12th Grade, and it's basically talking about children, you know what I'm saying, having to go to different struggles, you know what I'm saying, in life. So it kind of goes along with what we talked about on the show tonight. Check this song out, and check with us Thursday, 9 p.m. Central right here, UGNsForLife.com. Then again on Saturday, Underground Saturday Night, episode 4. You and Bill knocking these shows out each and every week. You know what I'm saying? Sunday, Church Reality, and then Scratch got a slot hour coming up real soon. And in July, Skinny Man's got Skinny Man on the Rant. He's got so many rants, so many things he wants to talk about. I don't know what fucking episode's going to come first.
Right.
You know
I'm just anticipating it.
So shout out to him. Oh, and all you you cocksuckers that we helped, you know what I'm saying, that we've helped further your fledgling, stagnant, worthless careers that haven't done anything since you ain't no longer affiliated with us, you know what I'm saying, eat a dick up because we don't owe you shit, you motherfucking
exactly.
bitches. 12
fuck
games,
all y'all.
12 grades. But yeah, fuck them all, man. Pieces of shit. We're out of here. We'll see you guys this Thursday. Episode 273.
UGS for
motherfuckers.
Fucking
life.
Yes.
Fucked up world. Make you make some fucked up choices. He never saw his dad again because he got deployed at the young age of 11. His dad was killed overseas. Now his mama's popping pills just to kill the memories. And today the young boy is 16, mad at the world, evil haunts inside his dream. And the schools don't care, shit the teachers even laugh. Cause today there's no escape when you're labeled outcast. Getting bullied by the lockers of the kids you sit and watch. They let you get beat, no one stepping in to stop. And the kids who do the beating, it's some little rich kids. But nothing happens cause they dad and principal are best friends. On his last day alive, that boy snapped. Tired of all the bullies and the whole school staff. They pointing fingers at the kid, but the school is to blame for the choices that he made. 12 games and 12 brains. This world is in focus.
Grade. school ain't any better. All she hears is the laughter. Stuck up bitchy girls that just walk right past her. They don't care to ask what she goes through. And this girl is contemplating on which race to use. The girl don't have a mother. Instead, she got a fiend doing all kinds of drugs, spending time in the streets. No one really cares. Even friends talk shit. But today's the last day. She's no longer taking it. The bathroom mirror brings a light to her face. And she has to make a choice. 12 gauge or 12 grade.
This world isn't focused on the youth. All the justified bullies and corruption in the school. And the teachers ain't worth a fucking shit nowadays. Now the kids have got to pick 12 gauge or 12 grade. Get judged by 12 jurors of the so-called peers. The only thing made in the USA these days is anger, pain, and hate. Rising crime rates demonstrate that the system is flawed. On the schools, the parents place it all. Don't even give the teacher a call. What happened to PTA? What in the world is Common Core? They talk about us, listen to horrorcore. Children going hungry because of greed and money. The mama works three jobs, but they still poor. Can't afford to get gas to go to the grocery store. Then you wonder why we raising dummies when they tummies empty. Pockets empty while the whole school board is driving Bentley. Since ain't the end or beginning, the whole world is on a dark path. Do the math, it goes well beyond this rap. So you can let them all fall through the cracks, or we can teach them to put on a cap instead of always busting cats.
Then I want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect because they own this fucking place. It's a big club. And you ain't in it. You ain't in it. You ain't in it.